Well, hello again, everyone, and welcome to the Bob and Ray Show with Bob Elliott and Ray Goulding.
London, 1864.
Just a moment, sir.
Heavy pea soup fog.
Cecil, just a second here, please. Wait a minute. We're not going to do any of those dramatic things today.
I was sent over here to produce a dramatic play.
Well, you're in the wrong studio, obviously.
I fought.
I know.
This was the play.
Oh, it isn't. This is not a dramatic-type studio. We only have music and fun-loving programs in this studio.
That's right. We have a big variety show. No dramatics, Cecil.
No, nothing like that. But actually, what is the story? London?
London, 1864.
Sounds kind of thrilling. I wish we had more time. I'd like to...
There's a thick pea soup fog outside.
Uh-huh.
And through the fog come two men.
Yeah.
Bob and Ray.
And what happens? What do? Do we get into trouble? Are we funny? Or are we serious?
No, it's somewhat of a melodrama, so to speak.
Uh-huh.
I fought.
Well, look, why don't you...
Fought.
Yes. Why don't you...
You like that, don't you?
Come down to our studio, or down to our office after the program, and let's talk about it. I think that you have a good premise there, and we could work up a nifty dramatic show.
Fine. All right.
Thank you, Cecil. And
which way is Death Valley Days?
Right out.
Down the other way.
A uniformed attendant will show you right outside the door.
Well, today is Tuesday, by golly. I mean...
That's right, old.
By gosh, it's Tuesday, and here... Already in the program is the light on the phone, which means that we're going to hear from Steve Bosco, I'm sure. See if it's him. Hello?
Hello, Bob and Ray. It's Steve Bosco. Bob.
Yeah. Listen, we didn't have time to talk with you last night,
hello.
Steve. Hello.
Look, fellas.
What is this business about your fighter as now owns a sixth of you?
Look, I'm in a little trouble.
Uh-oh.
Right now, I don't know how long I'll be here, but I'm at Shady Glen Hospital. Nothing serious.
Shady,
don't worry now.
Shady Glen Hospital.
Yeah, it was a misunderstanding, Beauregard and myself.
You mean this fighter that you bought?
I don't think he's much, fellas. He looked good to me there at first, but he doesn't like to take orders or direction. A fella cut off there for a minute.
Did you have an altercation with him?
What?
Did you have an altercation with him?
And I'm here at the hospital, and the doctor said I'll probably be here 3 or 4 days.
The Shady Glen Hospital, huh?
Shady Glen, right outside of Philadelphia,
I think. Where's Beauregard? Where's the fighter?
He's at McGaffigan's gym, as far as I know.
He
was here at Shady Glen last night, talking with me. He said he was sorry.
Well, how did this whole thing come about? What actually happened?
Hello. Well, it all came about this way. We got into a little discussion, and as you know, I bet a few bob on him last Saturday night.
Yes.
In an intramural fight.
That's right. You told us that.
Actually, he didn't come out like I figured, and he now owns 6% of me.
Hello. Did you get the money we sent you yesterday?
That kept preying on my mind. And I suppose I said a few things I shouldn't have. He took exception to them. And
operator, is this a two-way line?
And he picked one up off the floor and dropped me.
Uh-huh.
And that's where I am. Nothing,
he's
sir.
Rather...
Your teeth loosened up.
Yeah.
But
actually, you feel pretty good on generally, huh?
Yeah, now here's the thing. It'll cost about $433, including x-ray.
How much?
Hello.
And, I didn't get that.
Yes, and just send the check right over here to Shady Glen Hospital in Philadelphia. I'll appreciate it very, very much.
Well,
you'll never regret it.
This gets more complicated
and
as time goes by.
I don't think Beauregard's going to work out. Steve Bosco rounding third and being thrown out at home.
Boy, that fella gets into more and more trouble every day, doesn't he?
Can't figure him, Bob.
Say, we have some good news for you folks who are looking for a new apartment today.
The latest thing in modern housing, the Eagle's Nest Apartments.
Now, this is for people who want to live high, high, high.
While your rent is kept low, low, low.
You live high in the Eagle's Nest Apartments because the ground floor starts on the 10th floor.
The basement is 9 stories high.
This brand new low-cost housing development is what is known in the trade as a walk-up.
You walk up 9 flights to reach the elevator.
After a hard day at the office, Dad will love this invigorating, brisk walk up to the ground floor.
And the kiddies will be crazy about sailing 9 flights down the banisters.
And there's a special oversized banister for adults to slide down to avoid congestion on the stairs.
The Eagle's Nest apartments are ideally located for children.
Right in the heart of the untamed Florida Everglades.
The sun is guaranteed to rise and set every single day.
No streets for the kids to cross, no roads, no trails.
Just a lot of handy swinging vines to take you from tree to tree.
Now, it's conveniently located only 86 and a half miles from the nearest tramp steamer.
And wait till you see the glamorous interiors, big, spacious closets. And the rooms are even bigger.
Genuine plaster walls stretch from the floor right up to the ceiling on all 4 sides.
And the rents are ridiculous.
Only $20 for 3.5.
That's 3.5 square feet.
Every apartment, delightfully health conditioned.
The walls are painted with real Mercura chrome.
So make up your mind to move your brood into the Eagle's Nest apartments now. You'll say, I thought of this years ago. The beautiful wilderness is right at your back door.
Caution. Do not step out your back door, or you will fall at least 10 flights.
So, if you're tired of city living, this is the place for you.
If you're tired of living, this is the place for you.
Reserve your apartment now and get in on the ground floor.
Which is really the 10th floor.
If you're interested, write your name and address on a postcard and send to Eagle, NBC, New York. That's Eagle, spelled B-I-R-D, NBC, New York.
And your apartment will be mailed to you at once. Yes.
Another line there, friends. Yes? Yes, we have an apartment for you. And who's our next problem?
Wait a minute.
Let's do it clean, shall we?
Yes, everyone.
We have an apartment for you. Now.
You're all under arrest.
I think Mr. Talbot and the trio want to play a number, the way they're so anxious and enthusiastic today.
All over hanging around the door, you mean?
Yeah.
All right, well, let's listen to them. They have here an arrangement of a song that... Bob, didn't you make a record of this?
No.
Oh. My Truly, Truly Fair. Friends, I'm just reminded again, if you'd like a picture of our three-piece orchestra playing My Truly, Truly Fair, just address your requests here to Horrible, NBC, New York.
Your horrible picture will be sent by return mail.
So get to work on that right away if you'd like to have a picture of them.
What is this? What's this you've got here, Ray?
Oh, it's nothing. It's just a little book.
I know. I can see that, but what is it?
Oh, it's just a little book. I'm reading it to see if I can learn a new profession and pick up a little pig money.
A little what? Pig money? You mean pin money, don't you?
No, pig money. This is a book on how to be a hog caller.
A hog caller? Well, that sounds very fascinating.
Well, it is. Now, I've been just enthralled with it. I'm not very good at it yet, but would you like to hear how far I've gone?
Sure I would. Let me hear how far you've gone. Maybe I'll be enthralled, too.
Well, right now I'm on lesson 5. This is where the real hog calling begins. You see, the first 2 lessons are just on calling hogs from a few feet away where they can see you.
Well, how does that go?
Oh, that's pretty simple. You just say, here, piggy, piggy, piggy. Come on. Here, piggy.
I don't think I could do it that well.
Sure you could, Bob, if you read the book. Now, the next 2 lessons are on how to call a hog if he's just around the corner.
I'd like to hear that very much.
Oh, it goes like this. Hey, pig.
Hey. Would you do that again?
Hey, pig.
That's all right. That's good. How long have you been studying this hog calling, anyway?
Oh, just a few days. Mm-hmm. Now, as I say, I've just finished lesson 5. Now, that's where the hogs are up to a quarter of a mile away.
It's quite a distance.
Yeah, but the lessons are very good. A lot of illustrations here, they have everything.
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute. Why don't I try a little long-distance hog calling right now?
Yeah, that'd be swell. Long-distance hog calling.
Now, remember, I'm pretty new at this, but I'll do my best.
Oh, go ahead. You'll do
it. The call for this quarter of a mile distance is suey.
Suey?
Yeah. If you call suey long, and then you chop it off, you see. You
chop suey.
Oh, you're keen today, Bob.
Just the humidity, I think.
All right, now I'll try it. Let me just take a look at that book again here.
Mm-hmm.
Brace the feet squarely on the floor, shoulders back, right hand cupped to the mouth. Take a deep breath and exhale in a long cooey. All right, here
you
I go.
Do it, huh?
Listen. Cooey! How is that?
That was excellent. And you've only been studying for a few days.
Well, I guess actually it's about a week, but I've been practicing up in our expansion attic. I'll try it again.
Try it again here.
Cooey!
You know, I don't know how you do that. That's all right.
Well, actually, the credit should actually go to the chap who wrote the book, Bob. I think I'll try it again.
I never knew there was a book.
Well, let me stand back.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Cooey!
All right, boy. You know, this gets more interesting. You think I could try it?
I'd love to have you, Bob. Feet squarely on the floor now. Yeah. Shoulders back. No. Right hand of the mouth.
Right hand of the mouth.
All right, go ahead now.
I'm afraid I won't be very good the first
time.
Oh,
that's all right. I couldn't even call a little pig when
I
started.
I've got a cold, too, you know.
Well, go ahead, try it.
Cooey!
Hey, that's all right. Try it again.
That's my first try. I mean, it's not very good.
This time, cup that right hand a little more.
A little more.
Yeah.
Like this?
Yeah, that's good. Now try it.
Yeah, this is the sort of thing that takes practice, you know. I'll try it again. Cooey!
Hey, swell. Just a little more.
It's my cold. I can't do it too well.
Well, Bob, I think a little
cooey!
More... Yeah, just a minute. A little more of the coo and not so much of the E, you see. A little more coo.
Well, you try it again. Show me how you do it, will you?
All right.
Cooey! Well, that's all right.
You get it?
Yeah.
All right, try it now.
Cooey!
Oh, no, a little more expression on the coo.
Cooey!
No, more expression on the coo.
What?
I said a little more expression on the coo.
Cooey!
Put your feet farther apart like this.
Cooey!
What'd you say?
What?
Hey, wait a minute, look out!
Cooey!
Where's the hill? The damn it does!
Howdy, Bob
what
and Ray.
What in the world is going
we were
on
doing,
in this
we were,
studio today?
Well, we're experimenting with a little hog calling this afternoon.
Oh, I think that's terrible.
Look, we don't have very long to talk with you, Mary.
You've
and
grown...
who's this fellow that Tex has brought in here?
Oh, yes, this is the orchestra leader.
Yes, this is the fellow who's going to conduct the orchestra on the live bait barge, which will accompany Mary on her swim to Bedloe's Island.
I'm going to do it Friday, definitely, boy.
Friday's the day, huh?
That's right. And as I say, there'll be a bait barge right behind me playing music. There'll be an orchestra on there.
Oh, that's good. And this is the fellow who's going to conduct the orchestra?
Yes, I'd like you to meet him. His name is Phil Dulspilny.
Phil Dulspilny.
He's an orchestra.
How do you do,
leader.
Phil? You don't mind if I call you Phil, do
How do you do, Bob and Ray?
Maybe, Phil, you'd tell us just a little bit of your musical background so that the boys will know what they're in for.
Well, I studied at the conservatory, and I've never headed up an orchestra myself. I've been mostly a sideshow, a sideman.
Sideman.
And I think this is the opportunity for which I've been waiting lo these many years.
How many pieces do you figure you'll have in the orchestra that will accompany Mary on her swim?
Well, I figure on the swim we'll have probably 13 or 14 pieces in the orchestra.
It's going to be a big augmented orchestra.
Yes, and we'll play Blue Danube Waltz and slow-going pieces there.
Well, that really sounds
more or less
good.
Keep time with the young lady as she swims along.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I wish you'd come back and talk with us tomorrow. We don't have very much time, and I see Cecil Sturdley stepping up here to sign things off. Cecil?
Yes, time is up, and it's time to call our stars back again. Bob and Ray, you are marvelous.
Well, we certainly enjoyed playing our original roles again, C.B.
What was your favorite role, Ray?
The first one, C.B., the Parker House role, in which I co-starred with Rich Creamery Butter.
Yeah, you were grand in that.
Incidentally, I used soap. What's on tap for tomorrow, C.B.?
Tomorrow we'll be reenacting the famous historic occasion when Manhattan was traded to the Dutch by the Indians.
This is Ray Goulding reminding you to write it to get work.
Hang by your thumbs.
We're here every day, Monday through Friday, with Bob and Ray. So until next time, so long from Bob Elliott and Ray Goulding. Bob and Ray came to you through the facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio Service. Thank you.